So imagine a small farming town in rural Europe where the biggest local industry suddenly isn't agriculture at all. It's like cybersecurity.
Right, which, I mean, sounds totally made up, but it's really what happens when a global pandemic collides with a massive shift in how we work. We usually think of remote work as this temporary perk, you know, just doing Zoom calls in
Oh,
sweatpants.
totally guilty of that. But it's actually driving like this huge geographic reorganization of labor. So for you listening, welcome to today's deep dive.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to explore the Remaking Project, which is this massive interdisciplinary study putting real data behind the socioeconomic and territorial impacts of remote working arrangements.
Exactly. And you know, the project starts by pointing out that this wasn't just spontaneous. The explosion of remote work was driven by these slow-moving mega trends, things like globalization, digitalization, and just moving away from rigid factory-style models.
Right.
And then those trends just like crashed in these sudden massive shocks. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic being the big one.
Yeah, COVID and also the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Those sudden shocks essentially hit the fast forward button. So suddenly you have millions of people, from highly paid tech workers to displaced refugees, needing to work from entirely new locations.
Wow, yeah. And to measure something of that massive, you can't just guess based on surface ripples. You need high-res sonar to map the ocean floor, right? Which I guess brings us to their data. Remaking is running a 12,000-worker socio-demographic survey across the EU. But wait, I do have to push back on the premise here. Is this just another generic corporate HR survey? Because let's be honest, everyone lies on those.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no one wants HR dragging them back to the office. But what's fascinating here is that the researchers anticipated that. They aren't just doing a standard pulse check. They co-designed the survey with a board of stakeholders.
Okay, wait, so actual remote workers and policymakers like helped build the methodology?
Exactly, from the ground up, to make sure they measure reality, not just corporate spin. And they critically compare remote workers to non-remote workers to find actual statistical differences. Plus, they isolate highly specific groups.
Oh, meaning they don't just lump everyone who uses a laptop together.
Right. They look at how age, gender, and job type overlap to create totally different experiences. A digital nomad coding in a cafe has radically different impacts and needs than, say, a displaced person trying to work across borders.
Right, and all those different people need a physical place to put their laptops, you know? Which, here's where it gets really interesting. The project doesn't just focus on London or Paris. They are zeroing in on rural areas and second-tier cities for their case studies. Are major capitals finally losing their monopoly on knowledge work?
Well, that's the billion-dollar question they're exploring. Remaking is building an integrated framework to show how remote work is this profound territorial transformation. Because when hundreds of knowledge workers move into a rural town, it doesn't just shorten their morning commute.
No, it changes everything.
Yeah, it fundamentally alters the local housing market, changes the demand for broadband, and even shifts local political attitudes.
Which means if we can actually see how rural towns are being transformed today, we can like predict the future.
Yeah.
And that's how they are generating these 10-year quantitative forecasts, right? Along with three future scenarios.
Yeah, they are. And they aren't keeping this in an academic bubble. This feeds directly into three EU policy briefs. By tracking current policies, they identify real-world regulatory gaps, like the nightmare of figuring out cross-border taxes or zoning laws in towns that just aren't prepared for an influx of co-working spaces. And it's validated every step of the way by policymakers.
So what does this all mean? Basically, remote work isn't just a workplace perk. It is actively redrawing the map of Europe. And the Remaking Project is finally giving us the topographical data of that new map.
It really is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it leaves you with a critical question to ponder. As rural areas and second-tier cities adapt to sudden influxes of digital nomads and displaced workers, how will the physical footprint, infrastructure, and culture of your own local community be forced to transform over the next decade?